We give thanks to the Father, who has made us worthy to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. In name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If I may take a personal moment, All Saints Sunday, 11 years ago, was my first Sunday with you. I want simply to thank God for the blessing you have been and the encouragement you bring me in the Lord. All Saints Sunday gathers up many memories for me, memories of so many individual lives here. If you've had a chance to glance yet at November's newsletter, you know that one such soul is the focus of the rector's column, Pat Shortle. I hope I didn't embarrass him too much by sharing my unofficial canonization of him. The simple truth is, each of us here could write such a column about Pat, about someone here today. Perhaps you are sitting next to that very person about whom you would write, a person who may not even know that you have unofficially canonized them, someone that for the longest time you have been watching, admiring, been encouraged by in the Lord, perhaps even tried to emulate. All Saints is meant to bring those people to our minds too, those precious faces. Jesus came in the flesh. Sainthood comes in the flesh. Flesh we know by name. And this truth is very important because it reveals a couple of things about saints that should probably get mentioned every All Saints Sunday. In the service of the first point, permit me to get personal again. I suspect Mother Sue would agree with what I'm about to say. There is a special kind of purgatory for those planning to go to seminary. It's an unofficial kind of preparation, but it's pretty much mandatory. The words of our first reading from Ecclesiasticus express it perfectly when it speaks of the need to be tested. Tested in the furnace of humiliation. That furnace is your old friends from college or high school, sometimes even your own family members who find the idea that you of all people, would become a clergy person. They find that, shall we say, amusing. The furnace of humiliation often takes the form of laughter, even rolling on the floor laughter. Did you hear that Hart is going to seminary? You've got to be kidding me. For about the first year of seminary, an old college friend of mine would call me regularly and always begin with the same opening. So, Hart, how's that saint thing going for you? How is that saint thing going for you? It is a good and a proper thing to take those who would venture into any public Christian vocation through the furnace of humiliation. But while it's especially important for those who would presume Christian leadership, the furnace is really for all of us who bear the name of Christ, who have been baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection. For it is only Jesus' saving death that makes us worthy, and the power of his resurrection alone that raises us to the possibility of new life. Now, I mention all of this because it points to how we sometimes misunderstand sainthood. I always think of Martin Luther here. You know the story. Martin was a pious Catholic monk, and as pious as he was, yet his conscience nevertheless tormented him. No matter how many prayers he said, monastery floors he washed on his hands and knees, no matter how many confessions he made or penances he did or mortifications of the flesh, fasting, acts of charity, he felt unrelenting guilt and unworthiness. He couldn't be free because he couldn't make the mark of holiness. Then one day, Luther was reading St. Paul's letter to the Romans, and he saw how he was justified by faith through grace, not works, that it was Jesus alone that allowed him to stand before God forgiven, free, and whole. And from this very freedom, freedom and joy and relief from the crushing burden of self-righteousness, he was able to offer up works of mercy, love, charity, and humility as a new creation without the dead spirit and crushing shame that had bound him. He became a great Protestant saint. Now, I mention Luther because there's another story about him, a story that few know. Martin Luther was on the large size. He liked a good meal, and even more, a good beer. Now, on this last point, apparently, Martin had a very large beer stein that had written on the side all of the Ten Commandments, and he would sometimes boast that he could drink all the way down to the fifth commandment on a single gulp. Saints may well have a vice or two or three. A saint may well struggle to be good, not find it easy. What a saint does is not run from the furnace of humiliation. They are willing to challenge themselves, weaknesses and all, to attempt to live as Jesus calls them. They are the first to admit that they could use some ribbing to keep them humble. Indeed, they may well use those very weaknesses to speak to others of Christ's work in their lives. They do not stand in or by their own righteousness. Jesus calls his disciples to him today in the gospel and describes a world that is a furnace of humiliation, a refiner's fire. In fact, Jesus says, "Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." Jesus then offers a version of the Beatitudes we are not so used to hearing from Luke's gospel, how sainthood is not about the praise, but about the humility to be refined. Jesus goes on, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend to those who lend to you, to receive as much again, well, but to love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Turn the other cheek. Expect the humiliation of a slap to which you do not respond, a grievance you will have to surrender. Give to those who beg from you, whether you think they deserve it or not. Let go of the coat you lent. Love the very people who abuse you. This is the cross into which you were baptized. And the resurrection hope? Jesus looked at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets." We hear the Beatitudes so often, we forget that sainthood is a calling into a world in need of sainthood. And how will people know if we do not show forth in our lives what we profess with our faith, love that is not limited to those who love us back, giving to those from whom we may never see a return, companioning those who mourn when it be tempting to head to the party. I see it every day here. I see it in you who are willing to risk failing, you who may have a vice or two or three like your rector, but are willing to enter the furnace where real saints are tested. In the words of St. Paul, I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. For this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. Let me end with something that would make Martin Luther smile, I think. The other day, I came across the original version of This Little Light of Mine, which was a spiritual. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hallelujah. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I'm not going to make it shine. I'm just going to let it shine. I'm not going to make it shine. I'm just going to let it shine. Hallelujah. I'm not going to make it shine. I'm just going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Out in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, out in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Hallelujah. Out in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. By faith, through grace, just as you are, let it shine. Blessed all saints.